Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. I'm back, as I said, from a tour through five countries here in East Africa. I preached crusades in Tanzania, in Mbeya, way down in the southern tip of Tanzania, near the Zambia and Malawi borders. And also I went over then from Tanzania to Burundi, over to Ngozi, and then on up to Kirundo in the very corner, the northeast corner of Burundi. And I preached a three-day crusade there and then went on home through Kigali, Rwanda, Kampala, Uganda, and back to Kenya from Kirundo in Burundi. So we had a very successful crusade in Mbeya. Many, many thousands of people, literally. If you have not seen the pictures, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Jim Rau, and you will see some great pictures of a great crusade. Some of the days there we had probably 10 to 15,000 people each day, and we did a five-day crusade there, had many good worship leaders, primarily. The chief among them was Bonnie Moitegi, one of the most famous worship leaders in all of Kenya and in Tanzania. And also we had a worship leader named Martha Baraka, who is a very popular worship leader in Tanzania. And they were going back to their hometown, and Mbeya is their hometown. And so many, many people came out to hear them. And so we were very, very thrilled to be part of that crusade and be along with Bonnie and Martha, and we had hundreds, literally hundreds of salvation decisions the first day. Probably 200 people came forward the first day, and then after that we had people come forward every day. I would guess the total for the five-day crusade was about 400 salvation decisions. And then from there, we went over to Kirundo. By that time, I was traveling by myself as my partner and travel partner and crusade organizer, Sammy Bosana. He went back to Nairobi from Dar es Salaam, and I flew from Dar over to Bujumbura, the capital of Burundi. And then from there, I was escorted by my pastor up to Kirundo, which is way up in the northeast corner of Burundi, just about 30 kilometers from the border with Rwanda. So I got to see a lot of the countryside, a lot of the beautiful valleys and hills and mountains of Burundi and Rwanda. And so it was a very thrilling tour, a very grueling tour. I took a lot of buses that were bouncing on rough roads through Tanzania and through Rwanda and Burundi. But all in all, the crusade in Kirundo was very good. Just like in Mbeya, we had, though a smaller crusade, we had probably 300 salvation decisions in Kirundo, and many, many people received healings, had people get up and give testimonies of all kinds of healings and miraculous intervention in their life by the Lord, people getting set free of demonic spirits, witchcraft spirits. That in itself is a major victory for the body of Christ, people getting set free of witchcraft spirits. And so I was very, very happy and excited and satisfied to have preached that crusade in Burundi. And we want to go back to Burundi probably next year. We'll be back there and be preaching and praying, because in 2020, Burundi will be having an election, and they've not had a good election or an honest, free election for quite a few years there. The last one, 2015, was set aside by the president, basically usurped constitution, which is quite frequent here in Africa. He usurped constitution and took over for another unconstitutional term. And so it is time for Burundi to have a fair election in 2020. So I'll be going back there next year to pray and hope that the Lord will intervene in the election cycle in that country, because the people deserve an honest election. They want an honest election. They want to be free to choose the leader that they desire, and so that is God's will also, that people have freedom in their elections here in Africa. Well, today I have a prophetic alert for America, and beloved, this comes as I have also published a book recently that some of you may have seen. It's called Prophecies for America. And if you have not seen this book, go to Amazon.com, and you can order a copy of this book, Prophecies, Prophecies for America by Jim Rao. It's available to you on Amazon.com. $14.95 is the selling price, and they will ship that to your house, or you can get a copy, Box 92, Norton, Kansas. Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas. You can get a copy from my ministry, and you can also order a copy on my website, gatheroutcast.com. That's gatheroutcast.com, where you can get a copy, order it on my website. But I'm giving you this prophetic alert, not only as a follow-up to the publishing of my book, but also because the Lord is really putting a burden on my heart that we need to double down and increase the intensity of our prayers for America. There are things going on, as you probably know, in the world that are very dangerous. There are things going on that are very precarious. This is an extremely prophetic, precarious time for America because the drumbeat of war is increasing over in the Middle East. And I believe the prophecies the Lord gave me, after you read the book Prophecies for America, I believe that the prophecies the Lord gave me, really most of them have to do with this upcoming world war. I'm going to call it a world war because I believe that is what is coming. I believe we're going to be, unless there's divine intervention and the people of America really get serious about prayer, I believe there's coming a world war, and America will be dragged into a conflict that will spread, and it will bring great calamity not only to places in the Middle East, but it will eventually then bring calamity to our own shores because of the nature of the conflict, and all the big players of the world will be dragged into it because of their interconnecting alliances and interconnecting allegiance towards each other. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that today because I really sense in my spirit that we are getting very close to this situation, getting very close to the time when the situation will be ignited. And there will be then no turning back. It will have to play out because everybody is armed to the teeth. Everybody has their position, and the stage is being set for this great conflict all over the world that will eventually come to the shores of America. Well, in Genesis 1:26, the reason I brought this scripture up at the beginning was because this conflict here in America has to do with the Lord's judgment upon America. And I know that's a tough thing for us to swallow. That's a tough pill to swallow. But God is a God of justice. He's not just a God of love and peace and kindness and mercy and grace. He is all those things. Praise God for that. But God is also a God of judgment. And he's a God that has to right the wrongs. He always does that. It may take a long time for him to get around to doing that because he's also a very patient and loving God. He's a God of loving kindness, and he always shows great mercy and patience. If we got what we deserved and what we should have, we would all be struck down because of our iniquity and our perversion and our sin very quickly, but God is a loving God. He's patient and kind, and he always gives not only individuals, but he gives nations time to repent. But in the case of America, we have not at this point repented from our iniquity. And I'm speaking of abortion here in Genesis 1:26, which is what this scripture basically addresses. Genesis 1:26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So, beloved, God has created every single person, born and unborn, every single person in the womb. God has created even the smallest, tiniest little embryo that's only 3 days old or even 1 minute old. God has created. And yet we continue to abort babies in this country. We continue to support and fund organizations such as Planned Parenthood that their primary purpose is to promote and encourage and facilitate abortion and the killing of the unborn. And so it is the judgment of God that is coming on America, and it is His judgment that will not be turned away, and it will involve other nations coming against America to rectify the situation of the shed blood of the innocents in America. And I know that sounds like a very harsh statement. I know that sounds like a somewhat prideful, arrogant stance to be saying about the American situation, the American people, the American government, but that is where we are at, beloved. Many years after abortion has been legalized here in America, we have not succeeded in turning it back. We have not succeeded in overturning it. We are still aborting thousands of babies every day. In fact, over the last many years, since 1973, we have aborted, by most estimates, 60 million babies in America. And the blood that has been shed from these innocent babies continues to cry out from the land. It has polluted the land. It has defiled the land. And the blood of the innocents cries out to the Lord. And He is listening. He hears every cry. The babies are with Him up there in heaven. Make no mistake about that. But the cry of the shed blood of the innocents reaches the ears of the Lord. It cries out from the polluted land of America. And so God is going to bring judgment on America. I hate to say it, but that's what has happened, is that God has declared judgment over America. Yes, He has stayed that judgment. He has kept that judgment back prior to this day. Thank God for that. He has given us time to repent, but we still have not repented. We still have not turned from our wicked ways. And so we are going to face the judgment, and that includes the judgment of other countries coming against America, even bringing the fight to our soil, bringing the fight to our shore. And also the judgment will also include not just the sword coming from other nations, but it will include natural calamities, earthquakes, tsunamis, who knows what all, forests that are burning. It will be famine, it will be breakdown, it will be chaos. And so I'm giving you this prophetic alert, not as a pleasing thing. Some of you will not receive this, and I know that, but I'm not giving this to you to tickle your ears or so that you'll be pleased to hear it. I'm giving it to you so that you can prepare yourself, not only physically, that is to store up some food and water and maybe some other things that you might need, but also that you can prepare yourself spiritually for what is coming, for the day of chaos and calamity that is coming. Because, beloved, it is coming close. It is on the horizon. I can see it coming. And so this is the prophetic alert that I am giving to you today. Well, I just read recently, you probably know about the attack on Saudi Arabia by the country of Iran, and President Trump made reference to it just this week in his address at the United Nations General Assembly, and he called out Iran for their attack on Saudi Arabia and their support of terrorism. All around the world, this has been going on for many years. And Saudi Arabia has responded that they will defend their infrastructure, they will defend their country, they will defend their territory, and they are armed to the teeth as well. They have great military armaments, and so they are prepared to go to war as well. Iran also this week has declared that they want to see the West get out of the Persian Gulf area, out of the Middle East area with their warships, with their carriers, their destroyers, all that armament that has been sent there by the United States to defend our interests and our allies in that area. And so the stage is being set. I believe there will be a incident. It looks like the fuse that will blow up the dynamite. The fuse will be, I believe, the incident will be a ship will be attacked by Iran. A ship will be blown up by Iran and sunk. The Lord has given me a dream recently showing a ship at the bottom of the ocean. I was looking at the ship, taking pictures of it from a vantage point where I was under the water and looking at this ship. And so I believe there will be an ignition of the fuse that will blow up the dynamite that will cause the Middle East then to explode into chaos, warfare, and great calamity. Well, this all is prophecy, as you know. And if you don't receive prophecy, well, that's up to you. You can get mad at the prophet. That happened over and over in the Old Testament. Just read through the book of Jeremiah and some of the other prophets, and you'll see everybody got mad at the prophet when he brought them a word from the Lord that they didn't want to hear. You are welcome to get mad at me, but it will not deter me. It will not stop me from speaking out what the Lord has showed me. I'm speaking these words to you because I see it coming, and if you don't see it coming, I'm sorry for that, but I see it coming, and it's not very far away. Well, I'm going to be reading just a couple of excerpts from my book, Prophecies for America. Again, you can get this book at Amazon or go to my website, gatheroutcast.com, or from my ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654, in page 17. This is the first of the dreams that the Lord has given me about famine coming to the United States of America. This dream was given in three parts. I call the dream of famine, Black Horse of Revelation. In the dream, a black horse came riding out of the shadows into the center of the scene, and on the horse was a rider that had a balance scale in his hand. I instantly recognized the black horse and its rider as the black horse in Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 in the Bible. When he opened the third seal, I, Apostle John, heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." And so I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. That's Revelation 6:5. As the rider got closer, he spoke the very words of Scripture from verse 6, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil or the wine." As he spoke the words and held up in the free hand the scales or the balances that were spoken of in verse 5, the horse reared up and threw the rider off onto the ground. As I watched it all unfold in the dream, I recoiled with shock as I saw the horse rear up and throw the rider off. I knew the Lord was showing me something that had profound significance. As I wrote it down in my notebook that morning and prayed about it later in the day, I knew the interpretation was pretty straightforward. The scales and words spoken by the rider represent economy, as in any economic transaction, there are two parts to the transaction, thus the balance that must be achieved. The trade is for a certain amount of money, a denarius or day's wage, to be exchanged for the quart of wheat. And likewise, the three quarts of barley for a denarius denotes a lesser value for the barley in relation to the wheat. This makes perfect sense in real life as well, as wheat is the premier grain for baking bread, chapatis, making pasta, while barley is more of a feed grain for livestock because it doesn't have the gluten that gives bread its loft and cohesive texture. But when the horse reared up and threw off the rider, the Lord was showing that there was going to be chaos and dislocation of balance. There would be no predictable economy that could be relied upon. Anyone who has been around horses much and ridden horses knows when a horse throws off its rider, it means trouble. The rider has to pick himself up off the ground, hopefully uninjured, and many times the horse is on the loose, headed back to the stall or barn, or at the least flaunting his freedom from the rider. It was all quite startling as I watched it unfold. If the monetary aspects of the prophecy in Revelation are taken seriously, it also speaks of a rampant inflation that also leads to famine or can be the result of famine. A quart of wheat weighing about 3 pounds for a day's wage, say $80 for someone making $10 per hour, would be an incredibly steep price by today's standards. Wheat today, purchased at the local grain elevator, costs about $4 for a full bushel, a 60-pound measure. So you can see the amount of inflation involved in purchasing a 3-pound measure for $80. Well, that was part one of the dream of the Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 scripture, which was the black horse of famine coming out. And I believe that is coming to the United States of America. One of the aspects of the turmoil, the chaos, the judgment of the Lord upon America will be famine. And I don't know how extensive it will be. All I know is the Lord showed me this dream. He showed it to me because he wants us to prepare. He wants us to get ready. He wants us to know that he is speaking to his children so that they can be prepared and not be caught unaware of what is coming to the United States of America. And beloved, I don't speak these words again out of joy, out of any sense of satisfaction or enjoyment to myself. I speak these words because I want to warn the body of Christ. God has given me these dreams and given me this prophetic alert so that I can warn the body of Christ, and you are duly warned. You are now aware of these dreams. Again, I urge you to get a copy of the book, read it. There's many, many dreams in this book that have to do with the coming days, and I believe we are getting close to that time of calamity here in America. Well, I'm going to close with a scripture from Jeremiah. I've been reading through the book of Jeremiah because Jeremiah was also warning his people that there would be calamity coming, and I'm going to be closing with a scripture from the book of Jeremiah. This word is from Jeremiah 11, verse 6. And then the Lord said to me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly exhorted your fathers in the day I brought them up out of the land of Egypt until this day, rising early and exhorting, saying, obey my voice. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but everyone followed the dictates of his evil heart. Therefore, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but which they have not done. And the Lord said to me, a conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers who have refused to hear my words. They have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel, the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will surely bring calamity on them, which they will not be able to escape. And though they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they offer incense, but they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble. Well, beloved, that is where we are in America. People have turned to other gods. They've turned to idols that cannot speak to them, that cannot hear their cries. And when calamity comes, they're going to cry out to their idols. They're going to cry out to their false gods, but they will get no answer. There will be no deliverance. There will be no healing. There will be no blessings coming from their false gods and from their idols. And I believe that is where we are headed. So I pray that you listen to the words of the prophet today. I pray that you listen to the words that God is speaking to you and to me today. Turn from your wicked ways, not only in your personal life, but in your prayers for this country, in the things that you desire to see happen for the United States of America, and turn from your wicked ways, turn back from the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who call upon my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray to me," the Lord says, "I will hear their prayer, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." Beloved, we need healing in our land. We need healing in our international relationships, in our vision for America, in the laws that we have encoded in America that establish iniquity and evil here in this country. And I pray that you receive this message today. Pray for America. Get down on your knees and intercede for this nation. Intercede for your families. Intercede that God's will be done here in the United States of America. Well, God bless you. Stay tuned for contact information. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.